In the meantime, just as the United States withdrew its support from Israel, you're not going to believe this. Just as the U.S. was sharply cutting its participation in a military exercise scheduled with Israel for October, U.S. planes landed in Egypt yesterday for a joint exercise, the first since the fall of Hosni Mubarak that would include air and naval forays of U.S. and Egyptian planes and boats over the country, Sinai, and the Red Sea. What business do we have doing that? It's one of a series of steps the U.S. has undertaken under Barack Obama to build ties with the regime of the Muslim Brotherhood's Mohammed Morsi. Unbelievable. Abandon your ally and embrace your enemy. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Become a partner, will you? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John McTernan. And John worked for the government for many years. He retired, and he began, of course, analyzing what's going on in the world, but from the point of view of God, and the point of view of God certainly directing the affairs of men. Now, certainly the older I get, the more convinced I am that John is right, that God does interfere and determine the affairs of men. But we don't ordinarily think that. We think that, oh, the coincidences, these things happen just spontaneously. And I don't believe that for a minute. I believe, especially as you analyze what's gone on in the last 20 years or more, and you analyze the things that are going on today, you understand that God is involved in the things that are occurring, and of course these will have a profound impact upon you and the future of this country. So without further ado, John McTernan, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, Stan, thank you for having me.
Now, what did you work for? What department of government were you in?
I was with the Treasury Department, and I was in the Internal Security Division of the IRS. Like an internal affairs.
Okay, fine. And so when did you begin to notice that there seemed to be some relationship between major events and certainly God's bringing judgment upon America?
1987, Stan.
Well, you pick up the story and just go from there.
Well, in October of 1987, Lord, like, intervened in my life where there had been a massive homosexual rally in Washington, about 500,000, and it was the largest rally in history up to that time of homosexuals and their supporters. And the week following it, the stock market crashed, and then the following Monday, so it would be six business days after that rally, we had the big 508-point drop. The market contracted a third within a week, and it was the crash of 87. And that's when I saw the correlation between that rally and the stock market crash. And from that day forward to today, I have been seeing these correlations where when we rebel against God's word, and it's an organized thing, and it's from the government. Supreme Court decision is a mass about abortion is a massive earthquake. Gay Pride Day, massive earthquake. Interfering with God's prophetic word about Israel, hurricane hitting the land. The last one, and it was so obvious, was Hurricane Isaac hitting New Orleans during Southern Decadence.
Decadence is a celebration the homosexuals put on in New Orleans every year. They call it. That's their name, Southern
Decadence.
Yeah,
that's the official name. I didn't make that up. That's the official name of this event. They call it Southern Decadence.
And, of course, they know it's decadence. They know it's in revolt against God. And of course, it's unfortunate, the homosexuals, their leadership has an intense hatred of God. A lot of homosexuals are just trapped in a lifestyle, but they don't understand that there are consequences to that lifestyle. And we're told why we shouldn't tell them about those consequences. In fact, some places here in California, it's illegal to try to counsel a homosexual and get him out of the lifestyle. It's almost as if they're embracing not a lifestyle, but a death style, because homosexuals die ever so much younger, just as lesbians do. 1 in 3 lesbians gets breast carcinoma. They don't tell the lesbians that. They don't want them to know. We're going to be back in a moment with John McTernan, and as you analyze what goes on, you realize this is not just happenstance.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
John is simply talking about how certainly twice, certainly one 7 years ago, and again just a few days ago, during the Southern Decadence celebration in New Orleans, God brought a terrible hurricane there. And of course, John, there are going to be a lot of people who are going to say, well, that was just coincidence that the hurricane hit New Orleans twice at this time of this Southern Decadence demonstration. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we won't have to go into all the morbid things you can imagine, the worst things a homosexual could do, and then imagine it multiply it by 10. And that's what goes on in New Orleans. And it's welcomed by the local city officials. The homosexual celebration is welcomed by the mayor there. The churches don't speak out against it. The people go right along because they don't want to object and be looked upon as being intolerant. And of course, the churches are teaching certainly a doctrine. And that doctrine is, look, God loves everybody. He loves homosexuals. He loves everybody in the world. And there is no judgment for sin because God would never want to punish anybody for doing anything bad because he loves everybody. And then, of course, there's the other idea that we're all going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens. God's going to rescue all the people who believe in him. And we're going to be whisked away before anything happens bad in America. And I would simply ask, well, I believe in the rapture, but where does it say in the Bible that God is going to prevent the destruction of America? What happens if the rapture comes 3 weeks, 3 years, 30 years after America has fallen? What's going to happen to the faith of all of those Christians who were sure that they had nothing to worry about? And of course, people have forgotten that God does judge individuals and nations, and God does bring judgment on nations, and God certainly is just, and God brings vengeance on his people when they turn against him. And basically, the truth of the matter is that if God is only love, and there is no punishment for sin, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. Let me repeat that. If God is only love and there is no punishment for sin, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. A very wise man told me that one time. It stuck with me, and I think it's actually apropos to what we're talking about. But the tragedy is nobody in the church ever mentions this today. They preach an entirely different gospel. At one time, people had fear of God. No longer. Nobody fears God anymore because, after all, God is only love. Go right ahead, John.
Well, Stan, you know, you're exactly right in this, and this is what I run into in my ministry. It's very frustrating, but it's sort of, we need a balance, Stan. It's like, okay, God is love, and that's why he sent the Lord Jesus to die on the cross, but that's because we're sinners. And we're separated him because of sin. So, okay, there's God's love, but God is holy. That's the core of God's being, according to the Word of God, is his holiness. So you can't, like, just say God's love, well, what about his holiness? And his holiness is offended not necessarily by an individual sin, because God will deal with that separately. But when you get what I call organized rebellion, you know, when the government promotes sin, like abortion, or the government, there's a big rally held in your area there in San Francisco, sponsored by state senators and all, well, now federal senators, Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, promoting and encouraging and supporting abortion. That's what occurred in October 1989, and 2 days later was the devastating earthquake there that did severe damage to San Francisco and killed many people. You see, it's that organized rebellion out in the open, Southern Decadence organized, Gay Pride Day organized, Supreme Court decision promoting abortion organized, marches on Washington, massive marches on Washington, for abortion organized, promoting sin, defending it. That's what brings God's judgment. And if a nation goes down this path and does not repent, the church does not rise up, and the way God deals with it is he sends an outpouring of Holy Spirit on that nation to turn it, and he'll raise up godly people to bring the laws back in line and punish the evildoers. But if a nation does not respond, if the church does not respond in that nation, then God has no option but to judge that nation and put it out of its misery with sin. It's sad, Stan, but that's the way it is. That's God. It's sad to see a nation go like that, but that's God's principle. He did it to ancient Israel. We've seen empire after empire. Empires don't collapse when they're internally strong and the family unit is strong. The empires collapse at the end when they're decadent. That's when they collapse. And America is certainly decadent now. There's no doubt about it.
And I think you're so terribly right. And the tragedy is nobody wants to talk about American decadence. I mean, nobody really wants to. They know there's a problem, but people don't really believe it's going to affect us. So many Christians and good people who love the Lord are sure we're going to be raptured. There's nothing to worry about. And unfortunately, as I said earlier, there's no place in the scriptures that says that America is not going to be punished for its sin and that the Lord is going to come suddenly and take us away before America is destroyed. And what happens if, as I said earlier, America is destroyed 3 years or 30 years after, certainly, or I should say, is destroyed, and then 3 or 30 years later, the Lord comes and raptures the people. What's going to happen to the faith of the people? And I fear, and we're told in the scriptures, there's going to be a great falling away. And I think one of the reasons it's falling away is because there's a lot of false, actually, teaching in our churches today that has nothing to do with the scriptures. It's the opinion of men, not what we find in the Holy Bible. But give us some more examples of how suddenly God is bringing judgment upon this nation simply because of the events. And you actually chronicle them in a wonderful book. And you simply point out time after time after time after time after time where, of course, people do something in violation of God's law, and then there's a cataclysmic event. Why don't you give us a few more examples?
Well, it's interesting, Stan, because on my blog is johnmcternan.name. That's johnmcternan.name. I posted that correlation between Katrina, Isaac, and Southern Decadence, and it went viral through the homosexual community, and I received hundreds and hundreds of emails on it, and accusing me of the old hatred and homophobia, the whole bit. So I engaged them in the comment section of my blog, and I said, well, what if I could show you that it's more than just homosexuality? I don't focus on it. I focus on what God focuses on, and it's more than homosexuality. So I posted these destructive events, like going back into it starts in 1987. So today, I was challenged to produce a judgment regarding the Mardi Gras. That's not homosexual. You know, in other words, the homosexual event is Southern Decadence, but they challenged me, the homosexuals challenged me to produce what I call a judgment, they said, on heterosexual like Mardi Gras. So Stan, it's just amazing. We go back to February 28, 2001, Seattle, Washington. The Seattle has a Mardi Gras that mimics the one in New Orleans. And Stan, are you familiar with Seattle by any chance? I've never been there.
No, I'm really not. I've been there perhaps once or twice in many years.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been to Seattle. But there's a place in Seattle called Pioneer Park. And it's the area that's equivalent to like the French Quarter in New Orleans, where you have all the prostitution and you have the bars and all of that. So the Mardi Gras was held in Seattle for the regular time that it would be held in New Orleans. And on the last day, a riot broke out, and the revelers were fighting the police, and there were fights and, arsons and all sorts of stuff. And a whole bunch of them were arrested. And about an hour after the last one arrested, there was a 6.8 earthquake that hit in the Seattle area. It did over $1 billion worth of damage. No one was killed in it. It damaged the state capitol building in Olympia. It was felt south to Oregon and east to, into Idaho. And it shook the whole area within about an hour after the Mardi Gras ended in Seattle. So, you know, we've got these warnings all over the country. We have them in San Francisco. We have them in Seattle. We have them in Los Angeles. We have them in New Orleans. Then we have big ones that affect the whole country, like stock market crashes that affect every, almost every, one way or another, everybody in the country. We have massive fires taking place during these events, massive floods, massive tornado outbreaks.
And I think what's interesting, John, is that we're seeing more and more of them. We've never seen a drought.
No,
like
never
we're
like
seeing
this.
Today.
Never like
this. Going all the way back to the 1930s. We're seeing forest fires like we've never seen before. And they certainly sometimes, there'll be
drought.
Dozens of fires. You
drought,
know,
certain, right? Man. And heat waves, droughts, fires.
Right. And people say, well, but it's just coincidence. How do you answer that one? They just say it's coincidence. We're going to be back here in just a moment with John.
Okay.
Give us a call if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, and Trisha, you may not know this, ladies and gentlemen, but June of this year was Natural Gay Month, celebrating the homosexual lifestyle, both homosexual and lesbian lifestyles. It was officially approved by our president. And shortly thereafter, suddenly we began seeing this tremendous drought. A drought like we hadn't seen, well, many times for a long, long time. There were sometimes in some places a heat of 118 degrees. Weeks would go by, certainly in the Middle West, with temperatures over 100 degrees. Suddenly the crops were destroyed. When the crops were destroyed, the farmers started selling off their meat and their cows because they didn't have anything to feed them. And right now, of course, the major herds, cows, meat herds are depleted right now. Of course, the meat is not too expensive. By next year, it's going to be fabulously expensive because all the steers and the cows and steers have all been killed off. There have been a tremendous killing off. And then, of course, we've had massive hurricanes, unlike we've ever seen before. Hurricanes, I mean, they're suddenly 100 miles wide, wiping out everything in their pattern. Usually hurricanes are fairly limited, but these are the biggest hurricanes we've seen, all dating back to the Gay Pride Week, a great Pride month of the month of June. John, you go ahead and pick the story up.
Well, and it hasn't. So it starts in June, and it hasn't let up. It's we're right in it right now. Stan, during the little break there, I went to my blog, and I'm looking at. Let me see what date it is. It's June 12th, and I have the presidential decree, and. It says, I'll just read this, some of it. Since I took office, my administration has worked to broaden opportunities, advance equality, and level the playing field for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people and communities. And then he lists this whole thing that he did. Now, Sam, the thing that was so raw in this to me, he ends this proclamation by saying, now therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim June 2012 as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. I call upon the people of the United States to eliminate prejudice everywhere it exists and to celebrate the great diversity of the American people.
Well, let me just share with our listeners. I go to every year something called the Conspiracy Conference. It's in Santa Clara in California. And it was either 2 or 3 years ago when I was have a table there, and a couple of people came by, and they were looking at some of our items we had for sale. And one of them said, you know, I'm from Chicago. And I said, that's nice. He says, everybody in Chicago knows that Barack Obama is gay. Well, it was very interesting. I don't know whether it's true or not. Well, there's a book published recently by a man who said he'd had a number of homosexual encounters with Barack Obama. He was actually sued by some people for saying this wasn't true. And when the judge heard all of the evidence, he threw the case out, saying there's no evidence that what this man has said is not true. We're talking about the President of the United States. Now, I don't care whether he's got a couple of kids, certainly, and whether he's married or not. A lot of homosexuals are married. They're bisexual. But, of course, when there's smoke, there's fire. And, of course, when you begin to see the passive approach, almost supportive approach towards homosexuality, and then you see the consequences that are coming on America, and then you ask yourself, if somebody has written a book about their homosexual encounters with Barack Obama, the president, why isn't this discussed on ABC, CBS, NBC? And, of course, it hasn't been in the past. Whether it might be that it'll be brought up here as this campaign goes along, I suspect it won't. I don't think that Romney would even think about bringing this up, because, of course, the last thing they want is for the American people to realize that at the top of this country, and we're talking in our courts, in our Senate, in our House of Representatives, at the highest levels of our government, in the going right into the White House, are all sorts of perversion and pedophilia. Most people have never read the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, by John DeCamp, former Senator John DeCamp, about the pedophile ring. Began in Boys Town in Kansas and went right into the White House. And my understanding, that was there 20 years ago, it's still there today. Very little has changed, but the average American is never going to hear this on the controlled media. We're going to be back in just a moment with John McTernan, and we're going to be talking about his book, about his writing, about his blog. And, of course, if you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Does God really rule in the affairs of men?
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
fun is simply pointing out that we've had record heat in June. We've had massive fires here in California, all across the country. I mean, millions of acres have burned, and people say, well, it's just happening, it's just by accident. And I will tell you, I don't believe it. I believe that God does interfere in the affairs of men, and God does bring his judgment upon nations. If you read history, you will see how this happened over and over and over again in the Old Testament. Read about some of the nations over there that defied God. And when they defied God, God brought terrible judgment upon them. He brought judgment upon Rome. He brought judgment upon Greece. And I believe he brought judgment upon the British Empire. And I believe he's bringing judgment on America today. The average American doesn't want to hear about that. Oh, I mean, that's maybe old wives' tale. But, I mean, after all, these things are just happening, simply normal weather cycles. That's all that it is. Well, you can believe that if you want to. But, John, how can people get hold of your blog? How can people get hold of your book and read it through? And if that doesn't convince them, why we'll just write them off and try to find people who will look at what's going on in the world today and realize that there is a God in heaven, and I do not believe he's smiling at America. Go right ahead, John.
Well, yeah, Stan, my blog, which I write about every day, and certainly events like Isaac, it's right to the very minute. When a disaster hits, like Isaac, if it's tied in to Southern Decadence, you can see it. I'll print about Isaac, and I'll post about Southern Decadence, and then you can see the connection with your own eyes. It's johnmcternan.name, johnmcternan.name. And my best-selling book right now is As America Has Done to Israel, and I focus in on the judgment that have fallen on America for touching Israel and trying to divide the promised land. I do not go into homosexuality or abortion in the book, because I didn't have room, Stan. The book is over 300 pages, and my publisher was going crazy with the size of it at that size. So it was impossible for me to expand the focus of the book, so I had to narrow it down to Israel. So here on the show right now, we're talking about like Southern Decadence and Gay Pride Day and events like that. But the book is narrow in focus, dealing with how the United States' terrible disasters have hit as we have forced Israel to divide the covenant land.
Amen. So, well, let's right now let's go to Leslie, who's calling us from the Tri-Cities area, and again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out across America. And maybe you think that God doesn't, of course, interfere in the affairs of men or determine the major events that are destroying the very fabric of our society today. Leslie, do you have a question or comment?
Comment? Something he might be interested in for his website or blog. There seems to be a area in the state of Washington this summer that has seems like things are centered there. Our pertussis outbreak seemed strongest in the Cleelum-Roslyn area, and then most recently they had one of those impossible to put out fires, and I just kind of noticed on the news that things seem to be centering there, so I didn't know.
Well, but is there any major thing that is certainly being in violation of God's law? That, of course, is what it's all about. We can have an area where there are all sorts of problems, but the whole basic theme is, does God bring some of these things about because as means of trying to get our attention? That's a big question. So you're going to have to do a little bit more research and then get back to us. Okay, Leslie?
Okay.
Okay, God bless, and thanks so much for calling. But there may very well be a logical explanation for this from a spiritual point of view. Lots of people look at everything from a material point of view, try to cloud this with the cloak of science. This is exactly what's happening. But people really don't understand that there is a supernatural world out there. And there's a supernatural being that created the heaven and the earth. And he didn't simply create it and run off some other place to another planet. I believe that God does interfere in the affairs of men, and I've seen repeatedly through my 83 years his hand in my life and in the lives of others. Our number?
Yeah.
1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And John, you go right ahead.
Yeah, Stan, see, the argument that people will say to me, well, there's always hurricanes, there's always earthquakes, you know, you're cherry picking and you're twisting things and all. Well, Stan, when we look in the Bible, look at the timing in the Bible. For example, the day the Lord was crucified, at a specific time, there was an earthquake. Then when he rose from the dead, there was an earthquake. At the specific time, there was the great flood. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas were imprisoned. Right at midnight, there was an earthquake that freed them for the Philippian jailer. We look in the book of in Zechariah, for example, 14, when the Lord's feet stand on the Mount of Olives, there's going to be a massive earthquake. Those storms, remember when the Lord was on the Sea of Galilee and certain storms rose up at a specific time? And Paul, when he was going to Rome, there was a Epicurean, is that how it's pronounced? There was that massive storm that shipwrecked him. So you look at the timing, you see these events, there's a timing to it, like an earthquake hit at the Lord's resurrection. So now we have Gay Pride Day, June 28, 1992, in the very morning of Gay Pride Day, there's a 7.6 earthquake in Southern California, very close to the San Andreas Fault. It's called the Landers Quake. Then, about an hour later, there was a 6.5 earthquake called Big Bear. They were not related. And so on the morning of Gay Pride Day, June 28, 1992, there were two massive earthquakes. One was the largest in earthquake in the world that year, 7.6. The other was very powerful at 6.5. The Los Angeles Times actually reported that the marchers and Gay Pride Day had the brave earthquake. I mean, that is like when they're writing about Gay Pride Day, that's what they said. So if you look at this statistically, and I'm just throwing things out right now, Stan, and for the listeners, I mean, we talked about two hurricanes hitting on Southern Decadence. We talked about the earthquake hitting Seattle at their Mardi Gras. We're talking about, I forget what else I meant. Oh, in June, after the president's proclamation, all these record disasters that hit. Now we're talking about Gay Pride Day, where these two powerful earthquakes hit. You know, how many Gay Pride Days are there? Well, there's one a day, there's one a year. I think they have more now, but back then there was one a year. It was the last Sunday in June. And how many powerful 7-point-plus earthquakes hit the United States? Not many. You know, there's some do hit. So if you try and put that statistically, it's off the chart that they should happen on the same day. It's statistically, it's incredible. So you look at it, the timing, the most powerful earthquake in the year, one of the most powerful ever to hit the United States last century, hits on the morning of Gay Pride Day, and God's word says he will destroy nations that do that. There's the timing. There's the same timing like when the Lord was crucified, there was the earthquake, and when he rose from the dead, there was the earthquake. So God is in the timing. We can see the hand of God in the timing of these events.
And this is, of course, what a lot of people would be skeptical about. But, of course, I think we're seeing more and more earthquakes here over those last 10 years we've had before. I think we're seeing more violent storms. We're seeing probably the worst drought we've seen here in the United States going back to the 1930s. And, of course, we could probably get into the background of what was happening in the 1930s that brought this whole thing about. But our telephone number is 1-888 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, I would point out that I believe there's going to be a terrible, terrible war in the Middle East. And certainly in all the past wars would be certainly World War One or World War Two or Korea or the Vietnam or the First Gulf War, the Second Gulf War. I mean, well, America really wasn't involved. We knew people were over there fighting and we lost some men, but it really didn't affect the average American. I really believe that this coming war is going to have a profound impact, certainly on the lives of everybody listening to our program. And I think that you're going to have to prepare yourself for that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment about the things that John is talking about. John, you go right ahead.
So, well, Stan, the way it works is, because I'm getting back to a question you asked a ways back about people being skeptic. And I can understand that, being skeptic. But if I tell the skeptic, if I can link 10 greatest disasters ever to hit America to events like this, would you then say that this is not random, but this is, you know, the invisible hand of God? So I can mention, like, Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Andrew, Northridge earthquake, Joplin tornado, what happened in June now, Hurricane Isaac, other massive tornado outbreaks, stock market crashes, the crash in 87, the crash in 2008, the perfect storm. I mean, so if I list all these things and I come to 10, now if I'll say to the skeptic, is that enough? They say no. I say, okay, I can give you 10 more. So I list 10 more. Is that enough? No. Well, how about 30? So I go 10 more. At how many then does it become like, well, it's no longer a coincidence. The pattern is irrefutable. And the evidence is laid out right in front of you. And the connection, the thing that ties this all together is, in God's word, he says he will destroy nations. He will judge nations that go down the road America is on.
But John, the problem is, it's really about whether you believe in God or not. And basically, I mean, we can take the same evidence, for instance, on evolution. And if you don't believe in God, why, of course, you're going to believe in evolution. If you do believe in God, you're not going to. You have a worldview, and that worldview influences how you can look at the same facts. And you and I would look at facts one way because we're coming from a Christian point of view. Other people who deny the existence of God would look at it exactly the opposite. But, you know, if they're really honest, I mean, they would have to acknowledge that your points are well made. But because they disbelieve in God, they refuse to look at this objectively. Go right ahead.
Well, you're right. You're right, Stan. And what's a little bit more, what would you call it, subjective, is evolution. Well, this happened 20 million years ago. This happened 5 million years ago. This, you know, and it's more, like I say, abstract. But what I'm saying is objective, concrete. Here it is. Here, in fact, right now we can discuss what happened last week. We can discuss Gay Pride Day, Hurricane Isaac, the destruction of the area all around it. Now, that we can use that as a starting point. God says in his word, he will destroy nations that do that. This happened. Now, Hurricane Katrina, and then the Mardi Gras in Seattle, and the hurricane on the earthquake on Gay Pride Day, and the list then goes on and on and on and on. So this here is something that it's tangible. You can see it. It's the headlines in the newspapers. Is this all a big coincidence? Or is this the hand of God bringing judgment on America according to his word? So, to me, it's the hand of God. And it should be for every Christian. I could see non-believers being really skeptical. But if we say we believe the Word of God and we literally believe the Lord died on the cross and we literally believe that he was raised from the dead and he's coming again bodily and all, well, here is his word literally that if you do these things, a nation's going to be cursed. And these curses are all over our nation now. They're destroying us. Excuse me. And it's very frustrating to me to talk to pastors and talk to people, and their eyes are glazed over when I'm talking to them. They're not there. When you start talking about God judging now, you'll hear people, well, in the tribulation period, in the book of Revelation, God will judge, and he judged in the Old Testament, but somehow he stopped for the last 2,000 years. You know, God's not, he's not actively involved in the affairs of man. It's like he wound up the two millennia, and they're running on their own now. But if you have spiritual eyes, if you have spiritual eyes and faith, if you know what triggers judgment, like these ordinances I talked about and touching Israel, and you look, and you don't have your feet looking at the ground, but you have your eyes looking out in faith, there's a channel right to what's going on and what principle of God the nation is violating, and there's the judgment. It's right in front of you to see. God's not hiding it. Stan, when I give presentations, I have the front page of the New York Times, I have the front page of the USA Today newspaper, and I will show the people the correlation. Front page, major newspapers, right there for you to see. There it is. Hurricane Andrew and the Madrid peace process meeting on U.S. soil for the first time. The whole front page of the USA Today is the hurricane and the destruction, and a small article about the Madrid peace process meeting on U.S. soil for the first day. So you've got this awful destruction in America and violating God's word about dividing the land. God says not to divide the land, and he will judge the nation that divide it.
Amen to that. Well, once again, let's get your blog and how people get in touch with you.
The blog is johnmcternan.name. I have a website, and you can go get to the website from my blog. My book is As America Has Done to Israel. You can order that from either my blog or my website. And Stan, God's moving in a mighty powerful way. He has fired major shots right across the bow of the United States, and I think the next one's going to be a direct hit.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, Eric?
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com.
At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
John has said that God is holy and that he judges nations. Parting thought, we're going to let you go.
Yeah, and his love is seen at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. So his love and the holiness come together at the cross because the Lord Jesus paid the penalty for sin, which offended God's holiness.
Amen.
So that's the message, Stan. The authority of God's word is being manifested right before our eyes as he's dealing with America.
I agree with you totally. God bless and thanks so much. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you've enjoyed the program with John, and we'll have him on from time to time. But we're moving into a very, very difficult time. Financially, I think we're moving into another major war. I believe, Chris, there's a moral breakdown in society, and I believe we're going to see famine. I think we're going to see pestilence, and I think we're going to see God's judgment on America. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, quite frankly, we do need your help, and we need people to join the Radio Liberty family to get their products from us. We have a lot of great health products, and they come from one of the finest producers in the country. Although they're sold under our label, why they're a fine Christian country company that puts them out. We, of course, have the Miracle Tooth soap products. We have a number of books and videos and DVDs. We hope that you'll go to our website, look at the items. If you'd like a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927. But we do need your help to maintain the network of stations we have all across the nation. And if you know somebody who'd like to advertise with Radio Liberty, we'd love to welcome them into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Now, if you want to see how this all fits together, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see my talk, it's on DVD, on the dark secret, the talk on the forbidden secret, the talk on the population control, the covert agenda, population control, the covert agenda, my new talk, Agenda 21, the plan, the covert plan, Agenda 21, the covert plan. Now, we have an excellent DVD on Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw, and that's certainly just Agenda 21. And, of course, it's subtitled ICLEI, but it's by Michael Shaw. We have an excellent DVD by Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering, how they're poisoning the air and the water and the food. We have an excellent DVD on aspartame by Betty Martini, how they're poisoning the food, and tens of thousands of items that are in your drug, in your food supply, and they've targeted our children with a biological warfare agent. That's what aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent. It's a combination of phenylalanine and aspartic acid. It breaks down into methanol and formaldehyde, and they know how toxic it is. That's why they put it in the products for our children. You need to get the DVD on aspartame. We have several other DVDs. One is called Sweet Misery. One is called Sweet Remedy. We have books on aspartame. If you want to know how they're poisoning the water, you need to hear my talk on the hidden agenda. It's water fluoridation. You need to get the syllabus. You need to get the other material. We have a great DVD called What in the World Are They Spraying? We have another DVD on geoengineering. Why in the world are they spraying? We have the information you need to get it, and of course, anything that we have produced, you have our permission to reduplicate and disseminate all across America, as long as you're not making a profit. But the key to understanding would be my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness. You can buy the book. It's inexpensive. You can buy the DVD and copy it. If you don't want to, you can go up to the website at RadioLiberty.com and go down to videos, scroll down on videos, and you'll see it there. And if you can sit and watch me for 2 hours talking, the Brotherhood of Darkness will help you to understand why isn't it God is going to bring his judgment on America. The Brotherhood of Darkness is the key to understanding the dark and sinister spirits and forces that permeate every aspect of our life today. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. For the next hour, they're going to be my views, and they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock, who works over in Israel. She's an American, and she goes over there, and she works with the people. She is certainly a reporter for Radio Liberty, and certainly she is an accredited a reporter bringing the news back to us. She's back here in America doing a tour, but of course we've asked her. She's with us every month, usually from Israel. Here she's back home, at least temporarily. And so we have Cheryl with us right this very minute. Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be here again.
Well, I understand now that you're going to be going back over to Israel before long. You've been there for how many years now?
Over 13 years.
Okay, and you're going back again because, you know, this is getting to be a very, very dangerous time, certainly as they move towards toppling Syria. I believe this is a stepping stone towards a war on or with Iran. And there may be terrible, terrible things happening over there in Israel. Are you sure you want to go back?
Yeah, I feel that's where I should be. And now that I have friends for 13 years, it's kind of hard to stay here when they're in trouble.
Well, you know, I think really what's so interesting, we have Jewish friends and who have Jewish relatives, and they tell me that a certain number of Jewish people are leaving the United States and going back to Israel. Now, basically, of course, the economy in Israel is not anywhere near as good as it would be here in the United States. People leaving the United States and just moving into Israel, they're going to have a hard time getting anywhere near as good a job as they have here. But they're giving up everything and the safety and security in America. To go back to Israel, it's almost as if Jewish people are being drawn to Israel at this time in history, and I know you work with a lot of Jewish people over there, is that really a factor?
You know, it really is. Many people are coming. 2,500 American Jews are making Aliyah or immigrating this summer. And the kids that are over 18 years old, are joining the IDF, the Israel Defense Force, American Jewish kids, leaving their families in America and going to join the army. They feel that's their duty is to fight with and stand with the Jewish people.
Now, you're going to have to speak just a little bit louder, if you wouldn't mind, but basically, I think this is so vitally important. American Jews or American citizens, young men are actually going over and joining the Israel Defense Force because they feel an identity with Israel, and they want to be there because there's going to be problems, and they want to be able to defend Israel. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yeah, it's true. It's been happening for the last couple of years, but recently it's picked up. They call them the Lone Soldiers. And every Thanksgiving, they have a big feast for them. It's really a beautiful thing to see what they want to do and stand by their Jewish people.
Now, basically, are some Jewish people, though, leaving Israel as well? I mean, going other places, because they sense that Israel is in for a very difficult time, suddenly, with the war over there looming. Do you think they're getting more Jews in that they're losing at this time?
Well, I see more coming in than leaving myself. I don't know of anyone that's left. I hear stories, but there are more coming in.
I think that's fascinating. Ladies and gentlemen, it is totally illogical at this time in history, knowing what I know, for anyone to want to go to Israel to live. Well, of course, Cheryl feels she's been drawn there as an American citizen, and certainly as the person who believes in the same Lord that I do, she feels she is to stand with the Jewish people. But the fact that American Jews would leave the security of our country to go to Israel doesn't make any sense. So if things don't make sense, there's got to be another explanation. And I do believe that God works in the affairs of men and has drawn many Jews to Israel, and especially at the times like this, which is a period of coming turmoil.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dry guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, our guest is Cheryl Hancock, who is our representative over there in Israel, and she gives us a regular monthly report on what's really happening now. She's here in the United States, but she's going to be back there before the end of this month because she feels at this time why, of course, she should be identifying with the Israeli people and should be there. Now, basically, of course, the very much concern about what's going on in Syria. Syria has a massive supply of chemical and biological weapons, and because of the danger associated with the chemical weapons, they've issued certainly gas masks to half of the Israeli citizens. Now, what you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is before, every Israeli citizen had a gas mask, and then they said, oh, you've got to turn them in, we've got to get you new canisters, we'll go ahead and get the new canisters, it'll be effective against these other chemical weapons, and then they wouldn't give them back. And the Israeli authorities, who should be protecting the Israeli people, have withheld those gas masks, apparently. They've actually replaced the canisters on about half of them, so about half the Israelis have gas masks, but the other half don't. And basically, if you look at this from a logical point of view, and there's really a danger of chemical warfare, which would be devastating, it would kill an awful lot of Jews, you would think that the government over there would certainly want to have every Israeli with a gas mask. But they don't. Only half of them have gas masks. And the excuse is, well, the canisters we put in, they're so expensive. Ladies and gentlemen, what is a human life worth? Well, apparently not very much. Israel recently released 1,027 convicted Islamic terrorists. 1,027 convicted Islamic terrorists. 400 of them were murderers. Many of them were mass murderers. And they were in prison for life in Israel. And they released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier. What's wrong with that story? What's wrong with the fact that they collected the gas masks, promising to give them back immediately, and then they haven't given them back, and only half the Israelis have gas masks because the canisters are so expensive, and they just don't know what to do now. They're able to build a wall, a 125-150-mile wall between us and the southern Israel and Gaza, but they don't have any money for canisters, for the gas masks, to go to protect the lives of the Israeli people. Ladies and gentlemen, exciting and terrifying things are about to happen. And you must understand that none of this is happening by accident. Cheryl, are the Israelis concerned by the fact that the government is specifically withholding those gas masks? There's no way that they would have money to build a 125-mile wall between Gaza and Israel, and not enough money for gas masks, for canisters for gas masks. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. One of the stories is that they were afraid to hand out gas masks. The Muslim countries would think that Israel's preparing for war and to fight against them. So they held back at that time, supposedly. And this is all hearsay, what's going on. But now half of the people, they came to the homes of the people to fit the gas masks to the faces of the people and even the children, yet they have run out. And people are waiting, and now people are anxiously waiting because of the talk about what's happening with Iran. Israel, the people do not know if Israel is going to go in and do a preemptive strike on Iran, which could cause a war over there. So there were people in line from when I called my friend in Israel 2 weeks ago. She said that people were in line for their gas masks, waiting for them.
Okay, fine. Well, I think that the Israeli people know that something big is afoot. So, yeah, give us the other intake on it now. Of course, basically most people here in America really don't understand the relationship between Israel and Syria. But you can go to the Golan Heights, which are on the east side of the Sea of Galilee. You get on the top of the Golan Heights, and you look down, you can see Damascus. It's that close, maybe, what, 20 or 30 miles at the most from the Golan Heights?
Yeah, it's actually almost 60 kilometers. from the Golan Heights. So it's very close, 35 miles maybe.
Okay, fine. Well, because I didn't try to walk it in. I could just see the Damascus in the distance when we stood there on the Golan Heights. So Israelis concerned about what's happening over in Syria, because it certainly looks like the Assad's government is going to be suddenly collapsed. Now, basically, as you pointed out, Iran and Iraq are sending troops there to actually help Assad. Apparently, the Russians now have pulled out. They had their navy there. They had their troops. They were supplying weapons. But now the Russians are backing away, almost as if they're going to let Syria go, that they've made up their mind. We know that certainly Turkey is strongly aligned with the rebels. Some of their military officers are working with the rebels to overthrow Assad. Basically, this is just a seething cauldron. Tens of thousands of people have died in this so-called spontaneous uprising, which I personally believe is being funded by outsiders, in large part at least, from people right in our own intelligence agencies. What are your thoughts? Do we have any idea who's behind this so-called spontaneous revolution? I don't think it's a spontaneous revolution at all. Do you? Or are you in a position to say?
No, I'm in agreement with you. There's things going on that we don't hear about in our news and probably not being told through the government. But America also has troops on the border of Syria and Turkey now. And a lot of the rebels are spilling over into these countries. And a lot of them are refugees in the countries. Turkey, Jordan, Iraq all say that they're up to capacity of having refugees in their country. So, but at the same time, there's fighting going on in Lebanon against the Shiites and the Sunnis. Again, the Shiites is for Assad, and the Sunnis are the rebels again. And so you have Sunnis and Shiites all over the Middle East, and now they're spilling over in the countries and having their own fight. So,
and I hadn't even heard that there was any unrest in Lebanon, but you say there really is violence in Lebanon as well.
Yes, people were being killed in Lebanon because the fighting has spilled over where there's Shiite and Sunni coming in from Syria, and they're fighting against each other, and yes, it's happening in Lebanon.
And I think it's important. Yeah, Americans, of course, what are we concerned about? We're concerned about, of course, the World Series, and are the Giants going to win the World Series, and the football season's beginning. There's almost 80,000 refugees from Syria and Turkey, all in total about 220,000. Almost a quarter of a million refugees have fled Syria for their lives. They've lost everything. They've left everything behind. And why are we concerned about the refugees over there fleeing from Syria, fleeing from the Al-Qaeda rebels, which I believe are financed by our own Central Intelligence Agency? I don't think the average American really gives a hoot about it. And of course, the large numbers of civilians are being killed over there. And of course, we're told, oh, it's the wicked Assad doing it. Of course, the information I've got is a lot of this is being done by the American finance rebels. But be that as it may, we're not getting the truth, and you're not going to expect to get the truth, Sydney, from the American media. Go right ahead, Cheryl. We want to get your views as someone's coming from over there. How do you think this is lining up and where it's going to end up?
Well, it's getting very dangerous, and at one point, Assad is going to have to come down one way or the other. And America, as I said before, is sending troops and intelligence over there to the borders. We're definitely involved. America is involved in what's going on over there. And Israel has troops on the border. People are waiting just for the spillover and what's going to happen when Assad goes down. As I said before, the chemical weapons can be going to Hezbollah, and Israel suspects that they are under the UN peacekeepers' noses. And if that's the case, then Israel is going to be in grave danger real soon. So right now, what I'm reading about is the GCC, which is the Gulf states that are Sunni, who are starting to get a coalition to fight against Iran, Syria, all the Shiite countries, because they want to control the oil in the Middle East before the Shiites control it and take control of the West by controlling the oil. There's a lot going on, and our press, you're right, does not tell us what's happening. We need to get outside sources to really find out what's happening in our own country or with our own country concerning the Middle East, because it's going to hit in America one of these days again.
What do you think is going to happen as far as Iran is concerned? We hear all this talk about maybe Israel is going to actually launch an attack on Iran to try to wipe out their plants, the regions where they're trying to enrich uranium. Is there any truth to this? The impression we get here is that Netanyahu and Barak, that is, of course, Barak, the defense minister over there, having no relationship to Barack Obama. This is Barak, the Jewish leader. That they seem to be intent upon going to war with Iran. It's not a matter of if, but when. But is there any truth to that, or is it simply a lot of hype to scare us to death over here?
Well, I know that they're waiting on America to make some more moves besides sanctions, because sanctions is not working. It's not going to work. Iran is going to fulfill their goal of getting a nuclear weapon if the world allows it. And Israel knows that it's not just an Israeli problem. Iran is not going to hit Israel and say, okay, let's all have peace in the world. They're going to turn their weapons on other people like America, and Saudi Arabia is worried about this. The Sunnis are worried about this as much as Israel's worried about this. Israel said that this nuclear power plant is so far underground. I worked at a nuclear power plant, and I understand how they work. And underground, way deep underground, is where they're enriching. And Israel said they need a bomb that's going to reach that far down. So if nothing happens, Israel's going to have no choice but to strike it and stop it before they strike Israel, because Israel will be the first one to go, not the only one to go, but the first one to be hit by Iran. So, yes, they're wanting to do something about it, but they have to act soon.
Well, what do you anticipate? I mean, do we hear all these reports? You know, we hear that Barack Obama has pleaded with Israel not to launch an attack before the election, because he feels that it would be certainly a deleterious to his re-election bid. And other people say, well, they're going to wait till after the election, or maybe after the first of the year. But the impression I get from you is that the Israelis feel that they're going to have to attack soon before Iran really gets the bomb. Is that the case?
Well, they know they have to attack before Iran is ready, because they don't want to be hit by Iran first and be shaken off their axis. They want to be able to strike first and have control. So they're watching it very closely. They're monitoring it very closely. As far as the elections, what they've got worked out with Barack Obama, I don't know. But well, they're going to cover themselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the verge of some momentous events taking place, and the average American's unconcerned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Cheryl's simply talking about what it's like, really like in Israel. Gasoline is $9 a gallon. And certainly the vitamins that here cost her $6, over there cost her $35. And certainly everybody over there, if they have a car, it's just one car in the family. They don't have two cars. And certainly most people, we use public transportation to get to work. But the economy is not good. And there are lots of people without homes over there. On the other hand, of course, the Israeli people are very, very clever. And they're coming up with all sorts of new products, electronic products and cell phones and computers and things of this sort. And then, of course, the question of oil. And basically, there was an American businessman who read the Bible, and of course, it talked about, in one of the books of the Bible about Asher, dipping his sword into oil, and that was up in the area in northern Israel, there around Haifa, and basically that's what he did. He drilled for oil up there, and they found a massive supplies. Would you call it massive supplies? Do we know how much oil and natural gas he found up in northern Israel?
Yeah, in the article it was talking about they found enough that guarantees Israel's energy future for decades. As a matter of fact, Israel is thinking about now piping that to Europe as they received gas from Europe, and the pipeline came through Egypt. And I don't know if you've heard about the trouble down in the Sinai. There's terrorism going on down there, and there's people blowing up the pipeline that goes into Israel, takes the gas into Israel. So Israel cannot count on that pipeline going through Egypt anymore. So if the oil, the gas was found just in time for Israel.
And basically, of course, they have found oil off the coast there, so that's, I mean, or natural gas off the coast. So that certainly means that probably before long, Israel will be at least energy dependent as far as natural gas is concerned. But apparently now, according to Cheryl, why they have many, many decades of oil there as well. And it just is fortuitous because, of course, with the pipeline coming through the Sinai being blown up repeatedly, Israel could not depend upon the oil coming in from natural gas coming in from Libya, and they need natural gas for so many of their industrial activities. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the Sinai. This is the area south of Israel. It is the area certainly between southern Israel and Egypt. And going down towards the Red Sea. And apparently that area, now the Egyptians have moved in with tanks. And what about the terrorism there? Of course, the Egyptians say, we're moving in the military because of the terrorists. Well, there's some people who wonder, of course, are the Egyptians really fighting the terrorists, or are they using that as an excuse to begin to militarize the Sinai Peninsula in preparation for an attack on Israel? What's your take on that, and what do you think is really going on there?
Well, Israel was concerned about Egypt moving tanks, anti-aircraft weapons, into the Sinai. That was against the treaty that they had, and so Israel spoke up against that. But the terrorism that's going on, the things that are happening in the Sinai, all the fighting and the people being killed right now in the Sinai, the Bedouins are having a lot to do with it. Egyptians are having a lot to do with it. But there is no aircraft. So why, Israel said, why are you sending anti-tank, anti-aircraft tanks into the Sinai? Something else is up. So supposedly Egypt has withdrawn those, but they have armored vehicles in there. There's still something going on there. And so when I get back, this is one of the first things I'm going to do is get down to the border to find out what's going on myself.
And, of course, the thing is, I think the Israelis feel that they've got the anti-aircraft equipment there to be used against the Israelis if they try to defend themselves against the Egyptian tanks in the Sinai. Would that be a possibility?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they're really thinking about. So they're wondering, what's going on? What's Egypt doing? Now, you know that Egypt has a new leader, and he is a Muslim Brotherhood. He said with the treaty that Egypt has made with Israel in the past, he said, oh, we're going to keep that peace treaty, but we're going to make a few changes.
Well,
it's not going to be the same one.
His name is Morsi. He is posing as a moderate, you know, a member of the Islamic Brotherhood. And if you believe he's moderate, well, of course, I'd love to sell you a part of the submarine we have here in the backyard. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Simply, Israel is on the verge of some major, major conflicts and crises. But remember that the children of Israel are back there for a purpose. And, you know, if you stop and think, it's been almost 2,000 years since they were driven out, certainly following the fall of Jerusalem, I think in 70 A.D., and God has gotten them back there. And people say, well, it wasn't God who brought them back. It was the Zionists got them back. Well, you can believe what you want to. I believe God can use the Zionists. I can believe what he can use anybody he wants to. But the Israelis are back in the Holy Land after almost 2,000 years. They're there for a purpose, and everything is running on a timetable. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%.
However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And I guess it's Cheryl Hancock, and Cheryl is over there. She's saying that the Orthodox, the traditional Jewish religion, is actually increasing in number. Before, there was something like 44-46% of the population was secular, and that number is dropping. Because of the crisis situation, the Jewish people, almost half of the Jews are secular, but they're actually beginning to return to the faith of their fathers. This is not to Christianity. This is to the traditional Jewish religion, because, of course, they recognize that Israel is in a terribly difficult position, and they're looking for something supernatural to help them. Would that be a fair analysis, do you think, Cheryl?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on, Dan. And, you know, people are reaching up is what they're doing, because they realize it's really difficult in Israel right now. Whether that's up to Judaism or even to the Lord Yeshua, there are people doing that also. But they're reaching up, they're looking up, they're praying, they're in the Word, they're asking me questions all the time. We talk about God all the time when I'm around my Jewish friends, the Jewish community. It's just amazing. Yeah, those people are starting to turn their heads up.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. We have Richard on the line, but he's going to have to wait for a moment or two, because the next thing, Cheryl, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry. Now, for our listeners out there, we want you to know that we support Cheryl. We think what she's doing is very important. In fact, Barbara and I wish we could do something similar, but that's not where we've been called. We've been called here to the radio ministry. And besides that, I'm getting a little old to be going over there into what may very soon be a war zone, and with all the chaos that would come with it. But Cheryl is doing a wonderful, wonderful job over there, just talking to people. And if you would like to know how to get in touch with her, how to get her a regular weekly email, which we get, and really bring us up to date with what's going on in the Holy Land, in God's land, why, how can people get in touch with the Cheryl?
Yeah, well, I do reporting from Israel, but also when I go to do the reporting, I always take goods to the people. I believe in helping practically also, taking blankets and clothing and food. So I want to help the people, but also I want to report what's happening in Israel to the West. So my email address is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com?
That's correct.
Okay, fine. And I hope you got that. Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. And go right ahead. And certainly, do you have a telephone number or anything of that sort of people that like to contribute to your efforts?
Well, no, they'd have to email me, and then I can give them all the information through the email, because I'll be in Israel very shortly here, and there'd be an Israeli number at that point.
All right, fine, because we are in constant contact with Cheryl, and she's never asked us for any help, but we've always volunteered, and I think other people have as well. And she's doing what a lot of us would like to do. We can't, and so we want to support her. All right, fine. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Richard's calling from Spokane. Hi, Richard. Do you have a question for our guest?
Hey, Dr. Stan. How are you? I just was curious if our guest is familiar with
the kind of the difference between the Psalm 83 narrative, the 10 different Arab ethnicities that come together to come against Israel to the purpose of destroying them, that says that the name be remembered no more, and then, of course, the Gog-Magog invaders, the 9 outer ring nations that come against Israel in a massive invasion, of which the other ones aren't mentioned.
Well, of course, there's all sorts of interpretations. We can get into Ezekiel 38 and 39. We can get into Daniel 13. We can get into Psalm 87. So basically, of course, there's all sorts of various interpretations of this. And you may be absolutely right, Richard. But certainly, where does this fit into Ezekiel's prophecy? So we really don't want to discuss the the various prophecies, because everybody has a different opinion. What is your interpretation of it, Richard?
My understanding is that the 9, the 10 different groups that confederate to come against Israel are those which border Israel, which are Israel's most visible enemies today. My understanding is they actually get dealt with first, and God uses the Israeli Defense Force, because he says, by the hand of my people Israel will I judge all of Edom. And they end up being absent. They're not mentioned in that larger outer ring invasion. But in the outer ring invasion, it says that God himself will knock the bow from their hands while they're standing on the mountains of Israel, and then feed their flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.
Are you talking about the Battle of Armageddon?
No. I'm actually talking about what I think, what my understanding at this point, Dr. Stan, is that this precedes the Battle of Armageddon, because that happens, I understand, at the end of the tribulation. Then Jesus himself comes back and they turn to fight against him, which he destroys with the brightness of his coming.
I think you're absolutely right, but thank you so very much for calling. But that's a little out of what we're talking about, what's really going on there today. But I think that it's fascinating to contemplate, but that would be at a different time. Thanks so much, Carl, and we'll go to Mike, who's calling from Michigan. And Mike, do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, yes, sir, I do. I know and understand her experience there in Israel. What is it that the people of Israel are waiting to see? I know she said there's more of them looking up now. Do they understand that possibly they could look within? What are they looking for God to show them? The same thing they've always been waiting for. What does she think?
Yeah. What they're doing right now is they're looking up. They're looking for God. Instead of looking to their army and looking to themselves, they're starting to look to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who they call Hashem,
right,
the name. They haven't got to the point where they're looking within as far as the Lord lives inside of them, but they're at least looking up, and they're reading the Bible now, the First Testament. And actually, a lot of them have read the New Testament, too, the whole Bible.
Amen.
So they're starting to turn their eyes towards God.
And basically, of course, Mike, people don't look for God, unless there's a crisis situation. But basically, the average American really is not that interested in getting back into the Bible and thinking really about what is taking place from God's point of view and what God is doing in the world today. When things get bad here, and they're going to get bad, I can tell you without any question in my mind, they're going to get bad. I'm not going to tell you when. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen, because quite frankly, I don't know. I have a lot of opinions, and they're probably just about as good as your opinions. But things are going to get worse, and when they do, people are going to look for God, and we've got to be there pointing them in the right direction. I think that's what's happening over in Israel today, because they're seeing certainly the potential destruction of their nation right now. We should see the potential destruction of our nation, but the average American is not going to even think about that. Things are too good. We've never had it so good, but I fear those days are drawing short. Anything else you wanted to say, Mike, before we let you go?
Yes, sir. You know what? We and they and all of us are looking at things through these human eyes, and Paul talked about it a lot. Oh, woe is me, but we need to look at things through God's eyes and hear with his ears and have his heart of understanding and ask for his wisdom. And that way we get discernment and we can see in the spiritual and don't have to be afraid of what man will do. And because we're just
running like Chicken Little now with the sky falling, all this, you know, and God wants us to just trust him and believe on his son, right? And that's the whole thing. And this can all be worked out if we will only turn back to him, right? That's all he's been asking all along, right? Am I right?
Well, no, I think that we're to be involved. And if all we're going to do is just leave it all up to him, why, nothing's going to happen. The only way these things are going to change is if we can get the people to understand the spiritual nature of what's going on today. We've got so many Christians who are so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. But thank you so very much.
Sir.
Well, let's go ahead. And Cheryl, certainly, where do you think things are going now as far as Israel is concerned? And what can people here in America do to help Israel? Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I do believe this is God's battle. But I believe that we are called to try to get people to understand. And since most people don't even know there's a problem, they're certainly not going to be turning back to God. It's only when they do know there's a problem, and that's our job, is to let them understand that problem. At least that's my interpretation of what's going on. What are your thoughts, Cheryl?
Yeah, I think when Richard mentioned Psalm 83, I mentioned this in my presentation also. The nations around Israel are saying, let's get rid of them and wipe the name of Israel out, that it won't be in remembrance anymore. That's happening to Israel. If people want to do something for Israel, they need to be praying for Israel. They really need to be praying for the wisdom. As Mike said, they need wisdom. The government needs wisdom. Now, the people themselves, the Jewish people, are into the scripture. They're reading about all these wars and these things happening. They're seeing biblical prophecy being fulfilled in front of their eyes. That's one of the reasons why they're turning their eyes to God. They're seeing that God is involved. He's doing something. They just don't know his name. They don't have a personal relationship with him. But they see it happening. We can have great discussions until it comes to the Messiah. They believe the Messiah is coming for them. And, of course, we as Christians believe he's coming back again, that he did come in Yeshua, in Jesus. So, yes, be praying for the people of Israel.
I think that's important. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Michigan. What part of Michigan are you from, Bruce?
Durand. It's between Lansing and Flint.
All right, fine. And, of course, we've got a big station there in Flint,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm so glad you're listening to it. Well, basically, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I would ask Cheryl if she's heard people in Israel talking about having a greater apprehension or fear of Sunnis or Shiites. Who do they fear most? And also, is Hamas distancing itself from Iran and sucking up to the Gulf States?
All right, fine. Basically, of course, what about this? Who do the Israeli people fear the most, the Sunni or the Shia? And then, of course, what's going on as far as Hamas is concerned? But let's start out with the first question. Basically, what are the Israeli people, or do they fear the Sunnis more than the Shias, or are they concerned about the threat of all of the Muslims on Israel?
Yeah, well, first of all, they're afraid of the whole threat of Muslims. Islam calls Israel the little Satan, calls America the big Satan. So all Muslims are against Israel, first of all. Second of all, the Shiites, or you're talking about Iran, that's just making a nuclear bomb, and Syria, who has been giving weapons to Israel's enemies of Hezbollah, Hamas. Hamas, some of the people are converting to Shiites. They are Sunnis, and they're converting. So they're working on both ends there. So people are more afraid of the Shiites right now, but the Sunnis are not going to be any different in the end either, because in the Quran it talks about getting the Jew wherever you find him and killing him.
Does that answer your question at all?
Yeah, I read a couple of weeks ago that Hamas was starting to, sidle up to the Gulf states more and distancing itself a little bit from Iran, and there might be a possibility for a miracle there, because the the Iranians are Persians. They're not Arab. And the Hamas needs Iran more than Iran needs Hamas.
All right, fine. Do you have any thoughts at all what Bruce is saying? He's suggesting that Of course, my understanding is that Hamas is primarily Sunni and has never been closely affiliated with Iran. On the other hand, Hezbollah in the north is primarily a Shia and is very closely aligned with Iran. Would that be a correct analysis, Cheryl?
Yeah, that's right. And now you have Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood are Sunni, and Hamas is also working with the Muslim Brotherhood. And so most of them are Sunni, like you said. And yes, they are starting a coalition with the Arab nations of the Sunnis. And so where that leaves Iran is Iran, Syria, like you said, the Shiites, and Hezbollah and Iraq are also Shiites.
Well, I remember in Ezra, it says that God turned the heart of the king of Persia to let the Jews return to Israel and Jerusalem. And maybe he can turn the heart again.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see, Bruce. We're in exciting times, and basically, I believe, of course, we're living in the most exciting and prophetic times in history. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. We've got Bud calling from Flint, Michigan. Bud, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wanted to ask your guest about Turkey. Are they practicing Sharia there, or are they still more secular?
No, Turkey, there are some secular, there are some Sunni in Turkey. I don't think they're practicing Shia. I don't know that. I haven't heard that.
Well, basically, I think what you have to understand, Bud, is that traditionally, Turkey was a secular nation. The people there were predominantly Muslim, but it was run by the military, and it was closely aligned with the United States and, of course, with NATO. And then, of course, NATO would not... Even aligned with NATO, with the military, why? Because the European Union would not allow Turkey to join. So there was a certain amount of discord there between Europe and the Turks. And then, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood has certainly taken over Turkey. Now, the reason it did it was because a man named Gulen, G-U-L-L-E-N, he is a multi-billionaire. He lives in Pennsylvania. He's a Turkish citizen. And his intent was to use the billions of dollars he's gotten through the drug trade and the CIA to overthrow the military government in Turkey. He has succeeded, and they have replaced the military with a religious, Islamic Brotherhood, radical Islamic regime. And of course, they're trying to pretend to be not so radical, but they really are. Turkey has been taken over by the Islamic Brotherhood, as has Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, and Lebanon. And, of course, it's all ties into the CIA. And Mr. Gulen has played an important part in all of that. He has all sorts of Christian schools here in America. He has all sorts of Christian, I should not say Christian, he has sorts of charter schools here in America. And if you haven't heard our discussions with Paul Williams about Mr. Gulen, you need to get it. He is being backed by the CIA and bringing the radical Islamic movement into positions of power all throughout the Islamic world, which doesn't make sense unless you understand we can't have a war unless we have an enemy, and we're financing the best enemy money could buy. Does that answer your question, Bud?
Yeah, it answers that question. Okay, is the Muslim Brotherhood Shia or Sunni?
It's predominant. The Muslim Brotherhood is predominantly Sunni. Is that correct, Cheryl?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, anything else? Okay, we're out of time, but God bless. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling, and please encourage the other people there in Flint and Detroit to listen. You're not going to get the truth from the regular media, from the regular television. I'll try to bring in people who are well-versed in what's going on, and just keep listening to Radio Liberty, will you?
Great, thank you.
Good night. God bless. Of course, it's late back there in Flint, Michigan. It's after midnight. But, of course, we have a lot of faithful listeners. We're so grateful for it. Our guest this evening, of course, is Cheryl Hancock. And we're trying to help you bring and understand what's going on. Cheryl, you got 3 minutes for that.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden.
all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and of course Cheryl was just saying, the most important thing you can do, of course, is pray. Pray for the peace of Israel, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and of course ask for God's blessing on the people over there. They're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. We're going to be moving into a period of chaos and crisis here too, if the American people don't repent. I don't see much sign of our repenting or turning to the Lord. But all we can do is keep doing what we're doing. Try to get people involved. A lot of people say, all we have to do is just pray for America. Ladies and gentlemen, unless the people know there's a problem, they're not going to turn to the Lord. The people in Israel are turning. They're maybe turning to the God of Israel, the traditional God. Of course, the Messiah that they are waiting for is not our Messiah. We're waiting for. They're waiting for the Messiah to come. We're waiting for our Messiah to return, but they're different messiahs. You must understand that there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on today. How do we understand it? You need to hear my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness or read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the DVD or you can simply go to our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and go to videos and scroll down, and then you can watch me for 2 hours, if you can stand it, talking and giving you the background of what's really going on in the world today and what is really going on in Israel today and throughout the world and the forces that are aligned against freedom, against Israel, against America, against God. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Because we want to remind you, we do need your help. Our programs are listener-supported, and without your help, we can't maintain the network of stations we have in Washington and Sydney and in Michigan and in upstate New York and in Cincinnati and Sydney and Kentucky. We have stations out all across America. But, of course, we need your help to maintain our shortwave, to maintain Sydney, our KU band satellite transmissions, and certainly the network of stations that's reaching people on a regular basis 5 hours a day. We ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and if you're in a position to help, please pray for us, and if you're not, then pray, as I say, for our provision and protection. We are having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October, and, of course, it's going to start at 8:15 in the morning. It's going to go until about 6 in the evening. We're going to be serving lunch, so you have to have reservations. If you want to get certainly special rate on your rooms, give us a call now at 1-800-544-8927. The reservations will be, I should say, the accommodations at the Seacliff Inn are reduced until the 20th of September, and then you're going to have to pay the full tab. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, basically, to understand what's going on, you need to hear my talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, my talk on the dangerous deception, my interview I did in 1980 with Norman Dodd, who headed the only congressional committee that was ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, and that would be Carnegie, Ford, and Rockefeller Foundation. And you must understand what their game has always been. It has always been for a century, and that is to use the financial and military power of the United States to so alter the world we could one day be merged into simply this one world government. This is what it's all about. They want a one world government. They're using the financial and military power of the United States to unite the world in preparation for the coming of the Antichrist. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. So you need to get our interview with Norman Dodd, The Dangerous Deception. You need to get my talk on population control, of the covert agenda, Agenda 21, on the covert plan. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but to pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.